When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Positive heads out there, it's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce that on January 5th, I'm going to be freely gifting each of you my very first book, The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. In the book, which was initially shown to me in a dream and has been followed by a next level amount of synchronicity, by the way, I share the keys to manifesting abundance that I've personally discovered over 20 plus years of trial, error, and deep exploration of these perspectives, as well as one golden key that ultimately ties them all together. Also, I would like to invite you to participate in a unique abundance manifestation experiment with me and the other readers that is outlined in detail at the end of the book and at the book's website, goldenkey.gift, where readers will also share the inspiring results of their abundance manifestation experiments. So if you're wanting 2021 to be the year that you alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level, head over to goldenkey.gift to sign up to accept my golden gift right when it comes out on January 5th.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining Samantha and I today. We're super grateful to have you with us on this beautiful day after the Grand Conjunction Winter Solstice. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Erica. Super happy to see your beautiful face and to get to chat with all you amazing positive heads listening. Thank you for being here. It's a great day. We're excited.
And we missed you last week, so it's good to have you back.
Thank you so very much. Last week I was traveling to South Africa or in South Africa. I'm not sure what was happening. It's always changing, but I am here in the beautiful Cape Town, South Africa. Yeah, it's been amazing being here. Very, very grateful.
A neat place to be for solstice. Is it summertime there?
It is summertime here, yes. Yeah, it is summer. And
so
the country,
summer solstice for Africa.
Yes, the summer solstice for Africa. And, you know, the country was on full lockdown for a very long time. And they're actually one of the countries that are being hit some of the worst with COVID. They just needed the tourism. So they opened up the country for the holiday to bring in some tourism and allow people to see each other for Christmas. So it was the perfect opportunity to come. And yeah, very grateful to be here.
Nice. Good. And today, I love the date of today, 12/22/20. That's a lot of twos. Yeah. And I love the twos. The twos for me are always something to pay attention to and to really try to understand the lesson and what it's trying to tell you. And I feel like right now after this conjunction, this grand conjunction, which was so powerful, it's a really good time to look at our lives and see what's going on and see what it is that our higher selves want us to learn, because it's a very, very powerful time. Winter is always a time for manifestation. I feel like it's the magic time. But this year, it's way more powerful with the energies of this conjunction. And it's all an internal process. I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, the outside world is always a reflection of the inside world. However, right now we're seeing it just even more clearly. Like, you know, mm-hmm. anything that's not working outside of you, or where there's friction, or there's constant arguing, or things coming up, or like, you know, kind of chaotic energies, it's, well, how is that a representation of what's going on inside? And like Erica says, you know, how are you doing the inner work so that it reflects outside of you as well?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like this year has been so challenging, and I feel like it is going to lighten up a little bit after this time. And I feel like that has a lot to do with us and how much effort, not effort, but just how much personal responsibility we put into it, right? The awareness of it within ourselves is a better way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like what I'm seeing and what I'm experiencing is just how challenging it is to keep positive and to stay aligned and to, you know, be in a good place when things have really drawn on and there's no hope in sight for an end to what is unfolding here. And the new normal is really sinking in, and this great reset that is being cast upon us is, it's really permeating through, I know, through my being and a lot of people around me. And, you know, it's always important to be positive, and especially amidst chaos and the pandemic and this reset that's happening and all sorts of like astrological insanity, it's easy to get thrown off, and it's easy to be blown away by the negativity and all of the distraught energies. And it's like, this is when we recognize that we're being tested and we're being called to anchor in and align even deeper, even further, even harder, even easier, even, you know, just continuously coming back to center, being grounded in the vision and the truth that you wish to see.
Yeah, for sure. Because you can allow all that stuff that's going on externally to get you all swept up and get your energies all up in a tizzy, right? But you have a choice to change your mind and change your perspective about it and make something different for yourself within your mind. Like, we create our own happiness, our own contentment, our own peace, right? And we can do the opposite to ourselves. And so we really, I love this time because we're magicians. We're always magicians. And we just have this extra magical energy right now to really create. And we have all the tools at our disposal, but it's our choice which ones we decide to pick up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I feel sometimes it's easy to get overwhelmed with all the tools and all the choices and all the things and all the avenues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's also a really good time to focus. Like, let go of the clutter, do the house cleaning, get rid of the things that aren't in alignment, get rid of the things that are bogging you down, get rid of the people, get rid of the materials, get rid of the thoughts, get rid of the patterns. And just focus on one avenue or two things, like two projects, you know, where it's, your energy isn't being fully scattered everywhere. You're not trying to use every tool. You're not doing every healing modality. You're not all the things. It's like you really have more of a clear path that you are walking with your energy and your intention, so that you have more momentum than just a scattered, you know, energy in every direction.
Sure. And you know what's fun too? I got into this conversation this weekend. To follow your fun, you know, do whatever is fun to you. I started doing a craft project this week. I'm making Christmas presents for friends and family, and it's so much fun. And so I'm doing that because it's exciting to me and it brings me happiness. And is it going to make me money? Is it going to do all these things? No, it's fun. And I'm just doing it because it's fun. And I think it's an important time to do that too. Just follow the fun, because that is how you create your happiness.
It really is. And it can be the silliest thing. It can be anything where it's follow your fun. It doesn't have to look a certain way. It doesn't have to be a certain thing. Like for me, I love going to markets. I'm obsessed with going to grocery stores and going to farmers markets and looking at all the little artisan breads and the artisan things and the cacti and the macrame. And it brings me so much joy. Like, so much joy that I literally feel like a little child in a candy store, just like in ecstatic bliss. And so what do? At least twice a week, I go and bring myself on these little excursions to go to these places that fill me with wonder, because that is where my joy is. And I find every time I go, the rest of my day, the rest of my week just feels so much better. It feels so much happier because I'm doing the things that nourish me and allow me to be in my joy.
Yeah. And that's really the ticket. And especially it's, you know, this time of year is always a stressful time of year, right? Like the holidays for lots of people are stressful. And this year is no different and sometimes worse, maybe a little better for some, who knows. But this is really just a good time to just do what you love and just have fun with it and not let it all stress you out because you don't have control over it. That's one of the biggest things I've been reminding myself of lately. I have zero control of it. Whatever I do have control over, that's me. And I get to decide. And that's a really comforting thought. The rest of it, I just let it go. Or I try. I remind myself. Right?
Yeah.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about our sponsor, Talkspace. As you know, we do everything we can on this show to help people shift their perspectives, to help them lead a healthy and happy life. But sometimes you just need someone to talk to. So if between the 24/7 news cycle, the pandemic, divisive politics, and the holidays, you're feeling a bit overwhelmed right now, well, you must be a human being. And if you feel like you need another human being that's a licensed therapist to talk to help you work through those emotions, Talkspace makes it super easy. You can sign up online or download the app and start therapy that same day with a licensed therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy. Depending on the plan you choose, you can message and schedule live video sessions with your therapist, and you'll pay the same amount every month. So it's super easy to budget. Of course, talking to a friend is definitely different from talking to a licensed therapist who has the expertise and knowledge to give practical guidance. Talkspace gives you great support at an affordable price, and as a Positive Head listener, you're going to get $100 off your first month. So to match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use the code POSITIVEHEAD to get $100 off your first month. And that's POSITIVEHEAD, all one word, at Talkspace.com.
Yeah, it's so huge. You know, we say it over and over and over that the only thing you can control is the way that you choose to react or the way that you choose to respond. And that's something that's been coming up so much for me in the past probably week or so, is just seeing the way that people react to things and get triggered by things and blow up at things and go straight into victimhood and the despair. And we don't take the sacred pause. So many people just don't take a pause, but they get triggered or something bothers them and they just go right into rage, right into frustration, right into being upset, right into being a victim, rather than taking a moment to take a pause, let it sit, to feel the feeling, and then to consciously choose, okay, how would I like to respond to this situation? How do I want to show up? I feel like we really get to and need to move out of this state of just constant reactivity and really be more intentional with how we show up, especially when we're triggered or especially when there's something coming up that feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is how we evolve. This is how we learn about ourselves. I like how you called it a sacred pause, because that's really exactly what it is. You are checking in with yourself and becoming aware of how you feel and then being able to take it a step further and change your mind, right? Like, okay, if I'm feeling really angry, how can I bring in some joy to this? Like, how can I see it in a different way so I can balance out this reaction that I'm feeling? Or if I'm feeling this much anger inside me, that means I also have the equal and opposite amount of joy. Let me think of the one thing in my life that brings me joy, the one time that I was really, really happy. And I'm going to close my eyes and think about that to bring in that energy to help me through this time, right? Because it's all energy and it's all consciousness. And so all we have to do is use our minds to bring in that energy and it can feel a whole lot better. And each time we do this, it helps at balancing our energy centers, right? And then as we do that and become more balanced, then we're raising our vibration. And that's the whole point of this time that we're going through. That's why we're here on Earth right now. We're here doing this thing, right? We are all doing it.
We are. And we're doing the best that we can with what we've got. This is something self-compassion for me was a huge journey. It still is. I'm a lot better at it than I was. But I remember being so hard on myself anytime I, you know, was out of alignment or low frequency or triggered or did something that I regretted. And just recognizing that, yeah, I get to be so compassionate because I was always doing the best that I could with what I had. And everybody's always doing the best that they can with what they have. And when we can stop taking things so personally and stop casting judgment and stop having these unrealistic expectations of people or even expectations in general and being attached to them, and we can just see, okay, everybody really is doing their best with what they got, you know, it really sets us free to be in that bliss and to be in the joy and to be in the love and to maintain that high frequency, because that really is the practice in which we're being called forth to really commit to on a daily. Yeah.
It's so true, because if you're not being compassionate with yourself, you're just purposely really making it worse on yourself. Like, you're at where you're at. What are you going to do about that besides make a baby step forward? But if you're beating yourself up, you're making that step backwards and you're doing it to yourself. And we don't have to. That's an old program that we're running. It's a misunderstanding somewhere, right? And it doesn't need to be. We can tell ourselves a different story. And the more we're compassionate with our own selves, the more we're going to be compassionate with others. And the more we're compassionate with others, the more we're going to be compassionate with ourselves. It works both ways. And that's beautiful that we can do this both ways and learn in both ways. And ultimately, you know, it balances all together.
Yeah. I love balance. I crave balance. Oh, I crave balance so much. And I, you know, one of the modalities that I use is Ayurveda, and Ayurveda talks all about the energy balances, the elemental balances that we have in our bodies, and how we're often out of balance. And I definitely feel that I'm a little out of balance in my air and space energy, lacking a bit of earth and water energy. You know, I'm good in the fire. But really, just I'm always seeking to find this balance. Am I eating enough vegetables? Am I getting enough sleep? Am I loving enough? Am I having enough time off? Am I working enough? I really like to oscillate through to have this beautiful balance. And I feel like that's what the earth wants. That's what we're being called for. The masculine and feminine energies, you know, the just everything that we're seeing happening, the scales are being leveled off. And it's not the easiest process, but it's something that we're seeing outside of ourselves. And it's something that so many of us are craving, but we just don't know really how to do that. But again, it's like about finding stillness, being compassionate with yourself, and being aware. How am I feeling right now? Like, what has my life looked like in the last little while? What am I being called to? What is my body asking of me? What does my mind need? And how can I honor myself in what I'm being called and what I'm being asked to honor?
Yeah, exactly. I love this idea of balance too, because that's always what I'm striving for in my life. And my name is Middle Miss, and I feel like that it suits me really well, because balance is always something I strive for. I like to find that middle ground. And what's interesting that we're talking about this is I did a QHHT session over the weekend, and this is balance was the theme of the session. My client went to being a light being, one of the watcher beings, an observer being. And basically what she was doing is watching the energies of the earth and other planets, but she was looking for balance. And any time that she saw anything being out of balance, she would go back and report to the council, and then they would figure out how to take care of it and how they would, how they were going to work with it. So I just love that balance is the one thing that energetically is what is being looked at, right? And it's true within our own selves too, for the earth, for us, what is in the micro and the macro, what is in the macros and the micro. It's all the same. You see the same patterns throughout. And we need to be balanced. Our crown chakra is like the totality of our balance. It's like what shows like who we are. And that's like how we're read by other energy beings. They read our crown chakra. I think that's interesting. And that's what this lady was doing in her session. She was reading that overall energy of the balance. Yeah. Pretty cool.
I love that. That's so magical. What a cool time to think about balance, to think about how we just shifted from you know, into the age of Aquarius, into this age of the elements of air into winter, which again is this magical manifestation going within a deeply feminine time and very fertile, you know, energetically, and a time of release, a time of going within, a time of reassessing what is important to us and what no longer gets to come with us into this next time. And yeah, it's for anyone listening, really, you know, tuning in and tapping in and asking yourself, like, who am I becoming? And what is this time for me? And how can I be, you know, the most fulfilled in this time? And how can I be the most intentional? And what do I want this to mean for me personally? And then, you know, go out and make it happen for yourself. Go out and be that thing and allow yourself to be supported by this momentous energy that is really reverberating through our universe.
Yeah, absolutely. Take advantage of the wave while it's here. Ask yourself, what am I excited about this coming year? What's going to happen for me this year that I'm super excited about it? And feel what that feels like. And you will make it happen. For sure. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, Sam, thank you so much. I think this has been a beautiful little chat today. I appreciate you for being with me. We're going to leave you all with a song for today. A song we've definitely played before, but I cannot resist the pun on today's show title. This is Xavier Rudd, Follow the Sun. Until next time, love you all.
Love you.
Also, before we queue up today's song, I wanted to remind you about the Game with the Universe on our website, where you can choose the first number that comes to your mind and it'll pull up that episode number of the podcast. I've been saying this is a great way to co-create synchronicity and magic with your higher self for quite some time. And if you go to positivehead.com/universe, there is a super fun and simple interface to play this game with your higher self. I firmly believe just by setting the intention to play in this way, it opens up the door for magic, and it's a synchronistic way to hone in on nuggets of wisdom out of the huge catalog of episodes that are specifically appropriate for you at this time in your journey to becoming the next greatest and greatest version of yourself. And it also makes for a super fun way to spark the curiosity of friends and family by having them choose a number. So they'll hopefully go and check out their number as well, which I greatly appreciate because it helps us to spread the word about the podcast. Once again, the address is positivehead.com/universe. And as a quick reminder, if you're curious to learn more about Purium Superfoods and why I take them almost every day, be sure to also check out positivehead.com/transformation. On this journey of becoming the next greatest and grandest version of ourselves that we have all embarked upon, I cannot stress the importance of managing your physical vibration enough. And quite honestly, Purium has put together the simplest plan I've found to do so. I have my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, at least 5 times a week. Once again, to learn more about the Purium Transformation, go to positivehead.com/transformation. Or if you want to keep it simple and just try out my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, you can go straight over to ishoppurium.com and be sure to use code POSITIVEHEAD for 25% off. I'll spell that for you. It's ishoppurium.com. And be sure to use your Positive Head 25% coupon code.
Tomorrow's a new day for everyone. brand new moon and brand new sun. Which way the wind blows when this day is done.